Time for another hour of the Buck and Deck Show with Baxter.
We're live
on KTEG FM Santa Fe. Download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to the show on your phone. This is 104.1 The Morning Edge.
I'm very good. Prince, and they would try to return me for a reward.
M83
Midnight City.
It's 104.1 The Edge. Hello, Ajami. So I'm going out.
We used to be number 10. Now we permanent at one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm. Pistol nozzle, it's a nasal.
This is terrible rejoin music.
You're the one who picked it. This is your pick.
Yeah, this was you.
This was all you. This is Fuji Law.
You're supposed to start at the chorus.
Really?
Whatever.
I'm supposed to start at the chorus?
You're supposed to edit it.
Maybe you should let DJ Cut and Steady do it next time.
Okay.
Cut and Steady. Nobody's shooting. My body's
made a hand grenade. When's it gonna kick in?
Remix, though.
Is it?
This
is
the only one I had in.
Yeah, this is.
That's why I was like, this didn't even sound like Fuji Law.
Yeah, it's not a good one, Buck.
How about you just do the other Fuji song, the one that everybody really loves? Let's go ahead and start over.
Your favorite.
Recenter yourself.
Let me find the Fuji.
How do you spell Fuji again?
Fuji's.
Ah, ooh, this is a good one. I like this one.
She didn't like this one.
You're a terrible picker, by the way.
Ready or not,
this is okay.
Gonna find you.
Didn't this dude run for like the president of Haiti or something like that?
Wyclef Jean.
Wyclef, yeah.
Run for the president of Haiti. Unfortunately, he did not win.
What do you mean, unfortunately?
The people of Haiti need a leader.
Yeah, I don't think he's it.
Dude, it would be all happiness and blunts. Strumming
my pain with his
finger. How could you not like Lauryn Hill?
Dude, her voice is butter.
I never liked this song.
Really?
I don't know why. I just never liked it.
I think she could have been bigger than Rihanna and Beyonce if she would have kept her career going.
Yeah.
So that's a voice.
Wasn't
of an
she
angel.
Married to Biggie Smalls?
Ziggy Marley.
Ziggy Marley. Okay. Yeah.
That was Faith Evans.
Was married to. Thank you.
It is 7-11.
Did we already do that?
No, we didn't.
81, you're high.
In Hong Kong, a betrayed wife, it is legal to allow her to kill her adulterous husband, but may only do so with her bare hands. The husband lover, on the other hand, may be killed in any manner they desire.
Jeez.
So, in China, if your wife has a lover, you can kill your wife with your bare hands?
Well, no, the husband can kill her any way he wants. Anyway. The wife has to only kill the husband with her bare hands. That's the only weapon she can have is her bare hands.
That doesn't seem fair.
It's not fair at all.
Seems like she should have the katana.
You know what, ladies? You got it really good here in America, okay? Just saying.
Yeah, you do. And you know what? I mean, ladies from Hong Kong, if you'd like to come here and train and learn how to do that, we can offer that service for you.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Is this going to be a four-hour infomercial for Jackson on the west side?
Yeah, it is. You want ladies from Hong Kong, if you live here?
If your internet will let you stream us right now.
Wait, you know what? Good call, Buck. You know, I will offer a live webinar for $59.95, and we will teach you the moves you need to learn to take your husband out with your bare hands.
There you go.
And our wives are not allowed to watch that. I will block their IPs, so they will not be able to see.
I'm pretty sure all three of our wives could kill us with their bare hands.
Yeah.
Hey, seriously, all three of our wives are pretty strong.
Have you ever, man, one time my wife decided that it, like, she wanted to full on wrestle, you know? And we started wrestling, and John Jones actually got a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like trying to choke me, and I was like, man, I know I'm stronger than this. So,
was dominating you?
It was rough there for a minute, man. She's strong.
Yeah.
Like you know, what is that kind of strength they call it?
No. No.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Ricky. I did the same thing with my wife. Because she'll use all of her strength. And as a man, when you're wrestling with your wife, you don't know how much strength you should use.
Right.
But when they start hurting you,
Wait, you got hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
She almost
hurt.
Broke my leg.
She goes from zero to hero on you like quick with no holding back.
My wife headbutted me.
How about you, Aaron? Have you ever been in a good wrestling match?
With my wife?
Your wife's like Viking, isn't she?
Yeah,
she's probably kill you.
She's like a Norse woman. She's like 5'10".
Seriously.
Yeah, she's in much better shape than I am.
But she just straight like trip you and throw you down on the ground or anything crazy?
Yeah, no, she hasn't done that yet.